Henry Shulman is with us of the Chronicle. Hank, nice to have you here. We want you to sign the table, by the way.
Definitely.
Which is from Heritage Salvage, and it's going to be auctioned off at the end of the year. I'm trying
Anywhere
to get
you want,
a
Henry.
Nice motorized wheelchair for Jazzy. And
good.
Yeah.
I always get caught up on the spelling, but I think I got it right there.
Yeah, I think so. I got it. S-C-H, right?
S-C-H, right.
All right, got it. All right, Henry, boy, what a season this is. Ron Wotus and I talked a little bit about this morning. Just a little perspective, retrospective, replay, catchers, interference, and all this kind of stuff. The hot start, the middle, the end, Lincecum, Kane, my God, the injuries, and we still don't know where we're going on Wednesday.
I know, and I have to admit that I was Mr. Fan last night. I sat in front of my TV pretty much the whole day watching baseball, except while I had to watch my Golden Bears score 59 points and
Thank
barely
goodness.
Win.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank
you very much.
Yeah. Dave Fleming did tweet about the Cal defense. He did.
Yeah, it was bad.
He took a shot at you. He did.
Well, Stanford's offense wasn't all that good either.
I know. Dave said defense. He said, and what about that Cal defense?
But I was, you know, I was watching all the way down to the end of that Mariners-Angels game just to see. I mean, there's still a possibility that there will be three game 163s tomorrow.
Oof.
And, I mean, it would be great for baseball. It's not great for making travel arrangements.
No. All right. So we had Tom Singer on this morning. I don't know if you got to hear him, the beat writer for MLB for the Pirates. He said that who knows how this is going to play out, but he thought Volquez will be the one who will pitch Wednesday against the Giants. I thought that was interesting.
Well, it's not that surprising when you look at Volquez's numbers lately. Volquez has not allowed a run in his last 18 innings. And his ERA, he had a really bad start against the Reds on June 18th. I just looked this up. Really bad start against the Reds on June 18th. He gave up 8 runs in 2 1/3 innings. Since then, 17 games, 1.85 ERA.
Wow.
He has an ERA just over 1 in September. So Volquez would be the guy you would want right now to pitch a do-or-die game. I still think that it benefits the Giants not having to face Liriano because they're just having such a hard time against left-handers right now, but the Giants are not going to have an easy time of it if it turns out to be Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Well, Hank, let me ask you, what's going on with the Cardinals and the Pirates? Where do you see, or is there a team you'd prefer the Giants to play, or someone you think that favors the Giants in a more favorable fashion?
Well, I don't prefer anything except...
You're an objective rider, I get that. But.
I'm either going to eat a Primanti Brothers sandwich, or I'm going to go to the Missouri Bar and Grill at 3 a.m. and get a burger.
What about the toasted raviolis up on the hill? What do you got on them?
Not going to be much time to get up on the hill.
But is there one team that favors the Giants in this matchup?
Well, I mean, any team right now, you would want to not face the Pirates. The Pirates are just on one of those rolls.
Okay.
It's like the 2007 Rockies. If you'll remember, they won 13 out of their last 14 games, and then they won the one-game playoff against the Padres. That was the team you didn't want to face. They ended up getting into the playoffs, and they just rolled everybody until they ran into the Red Sox, which were a better team right now. So if you're the Giants, you're rooting for the Cardinals to go to St. Louis. The Giants play decently in St. Louis. They have a lot of experience, postseason experience in St. Louis. Madison Bumgarner beat Wainwright there this
Back
year.
Back in May, yeah.
They're not going to face
Lynn. And they got Lynn in that series, too, I believe. Lance Lynn.
They hit Lynn pretty good.
But they just generally play better in that ballpark. Ever since I've been going to PNC Park, I just don't have too many memories in my head of the Giants winning ball games.
Yeah, I asked Hudson about it, because not that he would pitch there unless something dramatic happened to Bumgarner and he's on the roster, which I think he may be. Maybe not. But I said, hey, did you ever pitch against the Pirates? Have you done it this year? He says, remember the play at the plate?
That's right.
And the game.
Sterling
that
Marte.
Was my game.
When
yeah,
Marte came in, right? On the error. I mean, it was on Adrianza's error, right?
I forget
how
it came
E4,
down. It was
Adrianza.
A replay at the plate and all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that was his game. But he pitched a heck of a game there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be him. It's going to be Bumgarner.
Yeah, no. Yeah. But, well, what would happen if Bumgarner, you always have to have a scenario, twists an ankle, line drive back to the mound. Who's the next guy who would come in?
Well, that's a good question. And I think that the Giants are still sort of formulating that right now. Petit would be a possibility, I would think. They're basically right now the Giants in the rotation. They have, 1 and 1A, Bumgarner and Peavy. And everybody else, has had his share of successes and his share of struggles lately. I would imagine they would go with somebody like Petit, but we really haven't talked to Bruce Bochy about that because Bochy's very superstitious. He don't like talking about things like that until they're set. Maybe today when we talk to him in about an hour, we'll get a better idea of whether a starter would be sort of the backup to Bumgarner.
Yeah, I would think, just my own opinion, would be something like a Petit or even Peavy. Probably not Hudson or Vogelsong, but I would think, you have to win that game, and if Peavy is your guy and he's got reasonable rest from Saturday, why not? I would have him.
Let me ask Henry. Marty and I were kicking it around yesterday about guys on the bubble going to the division series and who'd be on the roster and whatnot. And one guy that we kind of went back and forth on was Mike Morse. Should they get to the division series in Washington, you think Morse would be on the roster for that? Just your instincts.
Well, instincts don't play a part in it, because it really has to do with how his side is feeling on the that series starts on Friday. I mean, they're going to try and find out how he's feeling on Thursday. Okay. And they're going to watch him take some swings.
Well, how's he progressing right now?
Well, supposedly doing better. I would imagine that if he can swing the bat, and he's he could be a dangerous weapon off the bench. The problem is he hasn't played in a long time, and there's nowhere to get him a game. So it kind of really depends on who the Giants, they're going to be playing Washington. It just kind of depends on how he's feeling, I would think, before they could even think about making a decision.
Okay.
Brandon Belt's hot.
Well, they needed that. They need somebody. When you go into the playoffs, you need a couple of guys who are swinging the bat well. And it doesn't always translate in the playoffs. You've seen guys just tear it up in September and then just go cold in the playoffs. Happens all the time, and vice versa. You got your Mark Lemkes of the world who hit 230 all year and then all of a sudden become stars in the postseason. But it is a little comforting to the Giants to have Brandon Belt, because you're able to do more things with the lineup if you want. If you wanted to put a Hunter Pence up top, you could do that if you wanted to, because you have somebody in the middle of the lineup who might be able to drive in a run or maybe hit one out of the ballpark, and that's an issue. It's going to be key for the middle of the lineup, whoever is there, to do better than it has done in September. And that means Sandoval, that means Posey, that means Pence, and Belt.
This is possibly, someone called in last night, we sort of made a little show out of it for about a half hour, could be the last game at home for Pablo Sandoval, for Romo, Vogelsong, or Peavy. I don't think they're acknowledging this because they are in the playoffs and they expect to play further games here, but this could be the last
game. Well, Vogelsong acknowledged it himself the other night. I mean, he said after he gave up the three runs to break that 1-1 tie, he said that he knows it might be his last game here, because you never know what happens in free agency. You don't know what's going to happen in the playoffs. He felt bad that he stunk it up in that one inning. I think his words were that I blew it. He was upset that he blew it. It's very possible. I still think they're going to take a run at Sandoval, although I don't think it's going to be a deep run. If it gets into a bidding war, I think you're going to say goodbye to Sandoval. I can't see a scenario where Romo comes back. That's hard for me right now to see a team that has so many holes and so little extra money to spend $5 or $6 million on another reliever, when you have guys like Strickland coming up the pike, Cordier maybe, some other guys coming up from the lower minors. Vogelsong, I 50-50 to me. I think Peavy is going to be the one guy they're going to make a run at. It's been explained to me that when you have limited money and you have a lot of holes to fill, the first priority has to be a rotation. And you can go in all you want wishful thinking that Lincecum is going to come back and take that spot. You have to assume that Matt Cain is going to be healthy. He just had ankle surgery to go with his elbow surgery. But you're going to have starters, and you would have to think the first priority would be to lock up Jake Peavy.
Interesting.
Boy, it's hard to hear that the money is limited, because they're making it hand over fist, right? But have they announced whether they'll increase the budget for next year or not, or do we know any of that?
Well, they never make an announcement about that, but I've been told over and over again it's going to be like the last couple of years. They made their big jump they made after 2010, when they went from about $90 million to about $125 million. Every jump since then has been incremental. It's going to be another incremental jump. There's not going to be a huge leap in payroll unless
they go deep in this playoffs.
I didn't say that. They didn't have a huge leap after 2012 either.
Okay.
I was told that it's going to be pretty much incremental. Unless somebody changes their mind.
Wow.
Henry, wow. Is this a successful season in light of everything that's gone on, or do you have to see what happens through the playoff run?
Well, it depends on your perspective. I mean, they made the playoffs. There are 10 teams that are going to the playoffs. There are 20 teams that are not. So from that perspective, it's a successful season. It's a maddening season because they had a 42-21 record after their game of June 8th. And they've been a losing team ever since, something like 9 games under 500. It's maddening from the perspective that they did not go out and back up Angel Pagan before the season. And, you know, I'm not saying that they could have gone out and gotten Denard Span. I don't know that that could have happened. But they knew going into the season that that it was going to be Angel Pagan healthy, or they were going to have to rely on, you know, guys who are not everyday players, are not really capable of being everyday players. I think the fans are upset about that. I think they rightfully so. Sabian gave $18 million or $17 million to Lincecum. He felt he absolutely had to do that. I'm not second-guessing that decision because they didn't have a rotation at that time, but that really hamstrung him in terms of building a solid bench. And when they lost Pagan for all that time, it really hurt, and they lost Belt. But, you know, on the other hand, they're going to the playoffs despite everything. And 80, whatever it's going to be, 86 or 87 wins is nothing to sneeze at given the injuries that they had.
Yeah, win today could be 88, which is exactly the number. Howard Bryan, we had our bet. I needed 89. So Howard Bryan is probably listening and saying, I'm making reservations right now.
Where are you guys going, Fang?
Is there a restaurant called Boulevard? Is there something?
Probably out of my budget, speaking of budgets.
Bart Giamatti just came back from the beyond to ban you from baseball for betting.
Really? Hey, Henry, do we have an update on Buster Posey's MRI, or do we know what's going on with his back?
Well, I haven't been to the clubhouse yet, but he's in the lineup today. So if the MRI had something really insidious in it, he probably wouldn't be playing today.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure. They're being a little cagey on what exactly he has. If he has a herniated disc like Pagan does, that's bad news. But we're not sure. They haven't actually been 100% forthright about that. They're trying to keep that a little bit under the vest as they go into the playoffs. Buster, as you know, is not very good at volunteering information. We'll have to see how this goes.
Ishikawa, left field, is he the front runner now to play left?
Yeah, I would think so. I would think that he's shown enough in his at bats, the ability to work a count and whatnot, to warrant playing against right-handed starters. I would imagine that if they face Volquez in Pittsburgh on Wednesday, Ishikawa would be in left field. I hadn't seen him play a lot of left field. He didn't play a lot of left when he was here. I don't know if he played any left at all. But in the games he's played left field here, I mean, he just glides out there.
Yes.
For a guy his size. He does remarkably well out there, and you really wouldn't be losing a whole lot defensively by putting him out there.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. Just watching him, I said, wow, this guy looks like he knows what he's doing out there, which is really nice. Henry, thank you so much for being here. One more thought for Henry Shulman of the Chronicle. Hunter Strickland, how was he used coming up here? I know he's been very excited about him, and Rob Nen, lookalikes and all this kind of stuff. How does Hunter Strickland fit in?
Well, right now he fits in anywhere late in the game, just like any other late reliever. I mean, they've auditioned him.
Eighth,
I mean, they
inning,
had him.
I mean,
they had
leverage.
Him save. Yeah, they had him save the game at Dodger Stadium, and I realized that it was a Dodger Stadium that was now half empty because the Giants had taken a 5-2 lead. But, you know, in a game the Giants had to win, absolutely had to win, he went out there and struck out the first two hitters. The guy's not afraid. He's allergic to walks. I can't imagine any scenario under which he will not be the closer of this team eventually, mm-hmm. if he is healthy. And he's going to be used just like, say, K-Rod was used back in 2002 with the Angels, a kid who just came up and just not afraid to put him out there in any situation.
Before Machi?
Before Machi? No, I think he might be after Machi. I think he might be a guy they use in a setup situation or co-equal with
sure,
Machi.
Yeah.
He's throwing better
I
than Machi
so.
Right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I thought so. And they love him. They absolutely love him. Henry, you did a great job all year. This is fun, and we're still going on, so I appreciate it. And Pittsburgh, St. Louis, wherever it goes, how do you think this thing's going to end up?
Well, I have to go with the Cardinals winning the division. They have Cueto is going for the Reds today. That's going to be an awfully tough slog for the Pirates. Wainwright's going to be going in Arizona, and unless the Diamondbacks are really fired up to win one for Trammell on his way out the door, I think that by the end of the day, I think we're going to find that Pittsburgh is going to be the wild card, and it'll be Primanti Brothers for me.
Enjoy. You know, and, that's what this coleslaw
on top. Do the Cardinals go in the pool?
Oh, I don't think so.
What do you think? Cardinals going to
the
pool?
I don't know. If I'm the Diamondbacks, I get a couple of Tiger Sharks and put them in there.
Yeah, they put a little poison in there to prevent that from happening again. Yeah.
I guarantee you, there's probably security this time.
Sure.
They're not going to let that happen. Henry, thanks so much. Always a pleasure having you on.
You got it.
Right on,
all right,
Henry.
That's Hank Shulman. Let's hear it for Henry Shulman of the Chronicle. Good report. Always a good report.
Yeah.
He's got the presidential wave. He's got it. He's got the wave. You got the presidential wave.
The old Nixon on the helicopter.